This is St. Louis Public Radio. In 2010, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that young defendants who had not killed anyone could not be sentenced to life without parole. But the court has yet to decide if it's constitutional to sentence juveniles to multiple long sentences that will keep them in prison until after their natural lifespan. As St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports, advocates hope the case of a St. Louis man sentenced to 241 years at the age of 16 will lead the justices to finally answer that question.
Bobby Bostick and a friend were walking around McReetown 2 weeks before Christmas in 1995 when they spotted a group of people they hadn't seen before.
We just saw that they had stuff, and it was just an easy robbery, basically. It wasn't planned or nothing. It was just spontaneous.
The five men and women were in the South Central St. Louis neighborhood delivering Christmas donations to a needy family. The two men in the group were shot even after they turned over their wallets. Bostick and his friend were charged with 18 felony counts, including assault and kidnapping. The 18-year-old pleaded guilty and got 30 years. Bostick, who was 16, ignored the advice of his attorneys and his mom and decided to go to trial.
People I was incarcerated, they was taking mercy to court pleas, and they was told that they would get 10 or 12 years, and they're coming back with 20 years or something. I just figured that maybe the jury wouldn't be so hard on me.
The gamble didn't pay off. Judge Evelyn Baker gave Bostick, now 39, 241 years in prison, the first triple-digit sentence she had ever handed down. In court, she told him, "You will die in the Department of Corrections."
At the time, it was my belief he did understand, but he just didn't care. He just came across as being a little sociopath.
But now, Baker's views have changed.
Bobby was being a 16-year-old little punk. And from the things I've read about him, you know, Bobby is actually grown up.
Baker, who retired in 2008, is one of 27 former court officials, including judges and prosecutors, who signed a brief asking the U.S. Supreme Court to consider Bostick's case. It's one of four briefs supporting the official request written by Bostick's attorney, Tony Rothert. Rothert, the legal director at the ACLU of Missouri, says Bostick would qualify for parole at 112 years old.
The unexamined issue by the Supreme Court thus far is whether a sentence that is life without parole is okay just because it's not called life without parole.
Rothert says most state courts have decided that consecutive long prison terms are not okay even if they aren't called life without parole. But other states, including Missouri, want the Supreme Court to say that specifically. The High Court has rejected past efforts to clarify the meaning of life without parole, Rothert says, but the split among state high courts is getting worse, and federal courts are also divided.
You know, in most states, Mr. Bostick would have a new sentencing hearing already. Simply because he's in Missouri, he does not. And, you know, that's not how the Constitution works.
Rothert is also cautiously optimistic because the Supreme Court has asked Missouri to respond to his request. That's something that only happens in about 30% of cases. That document is due today. A ruling in Bostick's favor doesn't mean he'll get out of prison immediately. It would simply give him a chance to argue for his freedom. Baker says it's a chance he deserves. She points to a 16-year-old who recently got 30 years for murder in St. Louis.
The 16-year-old who killed somebody has a chance of leaving. Bobby doesn't.
Bostick says having Baker on his side is a great blessing. He wants her to know that he is the exact opposite person he was back in 1995. While in prison, he got his GED, earned a business study certificate from Missouri State University, and is working on an associate's degree.
It was sad that I had to learn it the hard way by being hard-headed and not listening to my family.
There's no timetable for the justices to decide whether to take Bostick's case. He has legal options if they don't, but the process would be a long one. Bostick says he'll continue to have hope regardless of the decision. He still has something to give to the world, he says, even from prison. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.